just want to teach you guys a little life lesson. There was one day where I was here in Granada and we went up the ski resort and I felt gutted. I went up to this 5-star hotel called Vinci with my girlfriends and it was beautiful. We were in this cabin, we were just looking over the ski resort and it was like 5 a.m. I got up early, sat and had a coffee and I saw these like young kids skiing down the mountain. And then, you know, we went out later for food and stuff like that, had breakfast, and there was all these like fucking 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 year old kids skiing. And it made me realize, like, poor people, as in me when I was growing up, we get shit habits. Like, we have these sort of habits, like, go out and get drunk, watch the football, watch the sports. We're concerned about shit that doesn't matter. Like, I was playing football, playing rugby, and I loved it, and it was fun. But these kind of kids, they, like, gain skills that actually benefit them in life. So when I was going out and getting drunk and approaching women and stuff like that, which is useful, don't get me wrong, they were learning how to speak multiple languages. When I was at school playing football on the playground, they were doing extra lessons in, you know, how a CEO manages a business and that sort of stuff. You know, those extra courses that they do at these wealthy schools, which, yeah, granted, like, my mum worked her bollocks off. There's nothing she could do. She couldn't put me in one of those schools if she tried. They're too expensive. So I don't hold anybody accountable for it. That's not what I'm saying. But it's just the priorities of it. And it's my only regret in life. My only regret, people ask me all the time, it is the fact that everything that I knew that I was teaching you guys, that I was doing, was fucking true. It was right. And it wasn't just right, it was right on a big scale. It was 100% right, it was 200% right. And my biggest regret is that I didn't do it more. You know, when I used to stay in on a Saturday night and work on my business, and, you know, like, now I'm doing hill sprints, so I'm gonna hit the gym when I get back, and it's Friday night, and a lot of people are going out, getting drunk, having a few beers. I'm gonna work on my business and do this now and whatnot. And that's because now I know it's right, so I'm going to do it more, I'm going to double down. I know that these things pay off in the future, and that's how you get a better life. Back in the day, people used to say to me, you need to go out more, you need to enjoy yourself, you need to have more fun. And I was like, ah, maybe you're right. I knew that I was right. I knew that, like, instead of playing football, I should have been learning Spanish. I knew that instead of getting drunk with my friends or trying to chase after those women, you know, or meet up with the friends down the pub, I definitely should have been focused on things like learning how to trade, you know, stuff that rich parents teach their kids to do, you know, instead of playing FIFA or playing Call of Duty on a Saturday night. There were kids that were flying to, I don't know, St. Moritz or something, or Chamonix, and they were going skiing and they were networking with millionaires and billionaires. And it's not, this is the thing about being poor and not having a dad and a settled family, is that it puts you a few paces behind. And this is how they do it. This is how they keep you